Blog Talk Radio.
All right, the phone lines is open up. Good morning, good morning. If y'all got something to say about this situation, y'all are more than welcome to call in. This is the part where the public is to be able to get their decision. They said, it's the girl out there that says my daddy is her daddy, but he didn't sign her certificate. So far as I'm concerned, I don't have a sister. I'm not a liar. They said, really, Wiley and I have our own relationship in this chat. Mind your business. Y'all be grasping for straws. What does the sister have to do with anything? What does the sister have to do with anything? That's what I would like to know. What does the sister have to do with anything? If he had a sister, what does the sister have to do with anything? And what does that have to say about his character? If he had a long lost sister out there, that's not to make Storm look bad. That would be looking bad on his parents if he had a long lost sister. Even though I don't believe that. I just believe that people are just coming up with things just to get at Storm, just to talk about Storm and just to diss Storm because they don't like the fact that Storm out here being successful out here in these YouTube streets. They don't like it. So that's why they always try to think of things to come against Storm. It is that way. So we have the phone lines open up. If y'all want to call in, y'all can. And I definitely will drop the link if y'all want to come through, okay? We support Storm Monroe, and Storm Monroe actually interviewed us. He was the first YouTuber to allow us to talk about our story at a massive platform. The video got about 15,000 views, and I thank Storm for allowing me on this platform to tell my story. I think it was a great way, and I was able to release and help people, and I was getting DMs, new subscribers. We're about less than 500 subscribers away, the 28,000 subscribers. Then when we reach that mark, we'll be 2,000 subscribers away from 30,000. So I greatly appreciate, you know, the support that I have been getting all through on these YouTube streets. They said so she wanted to keep the man helpless, and they said, Nia, exactly, I try to have and accept everyone for who they are, and everyone is amazing. They said, well, I support Storm Monroe. We do support Storm Monroe. They said, Wiley look nice. Thank you. The interview was awesome. Thank you. Shout out to Storm Monroe. We all love that Wiley, the interview, Wiley. Thank you. Wiley, the only good thing Storm ever did was interview with you. No, Storm Monroe did a lot of good things. And I think that because he's going against a black woman, you know, you're going to have typically black women that are going to turn against him. Not all, but some. After today, I hope we get some new news and content. This I've been dragging on too long. Well, we have been giving new news and content. We talked about Nicki Minaj and that whole situation. But again, y'all watch it. As long as y'all watch it, that's the content that I'm going to give y'all, okay? As long as y'all watch it, it's early in the morning. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And it's about 600 of y'all. Make sure y'all click the like button when y'all come in. Click that like button. It's 600 of y'all watching. So obviously, with this story, people is interested in watching it. It is what it is. When people, listen, it's literally, it's 7:05 in the morning. I'm sorry, it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. People are interested in this story. They are watching. So when you say, oh, I hope y'all come up with some new content and all of that, well, baby, I totally disagree with that because people are actually interested and they're watching it. And now that Jaguar Wright is back, you ain't seen nothing yet. Only thing I can tell you is to buckle your seatbelt, okay? Buckle your seatbelt, and you're definitely going to see it, all right? Because now Jaguar Wright is back. And if you got something to say and you disagree with this, you're more than welcome to call in. But it is what it is. We talked about Nicki Minaj yesterday. We also talked about Erica Banks yesterday. We talked about NeNe Leakes this past day. We talked about Lori Harvey. We talked about Wendy Williams' son yesterday. We talked about Offset and Erica Banks. So we talked about other things other than this. So let's not act like that's all we talk about. And if anybody say that, you lie, because we talk about a plethora or a variety of topics. Where you right, that's right. I'm just saying. They say, I love Wiley's position in all of this. Thank you, Wiley, you are right. Because we talked about a lot of stuff. There's almost 700 people in here. And let me tell you, people were saying, like, you're kissing up to Storm. No, I think Storm is right in this situation. Is Storm perfect? No, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But in this situation, I believe that Storm is right, and I feel like Tasha K is angry at Storm because he blocked her, and she don't know how to deal with being blocked. Just like when I blocked Armand Wiggins, the man went into a frenzy. He was so upset. He was bamboozled because he was blocked. And then in his mind, how dare you block me? I'm Armand Wiggins. How dare you remove me from your child? And he was shook. And he had no choice but to call in. And the reason why I blocked him, because this is my house. These are my rules. If you want to come through and you a big consecrated, hit that phone line. And so he texted me and said, you so bad. I said, yes, I am. Thanks for letting me know that. You so bad t-shirts coming soon. And he had no choice but to call into the show. But he was angry and mad and shook that the fact is you blocked me. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying you got to be respectful, everybody. It is what it is. But no, Cora, if you got something to say to a storm, call in and we can have a debate. You still talked about it. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff. They said he was mad. He went to Sweet Pea Diaries with her software, with her JQ software. They only allowed two people to speak at one time. Yes. They said Jaguar Wright is a whole artist out here in these streets. She is most definitely known. She is. You're doing the right thing. Blow it up. This is what's happening, and this is why wouldn't you cover it? You facts on that. Fact. They said Tasha K is the GOAT. Yes, she is. Yes, I remember. She just needs to change up her attitude. She's a GOAT with an attitude, and that's not good. She gives me a little bit of a pit bull in her attitude that she got to switch that up a little bit, because she said something. She said, I've seen his mental health report. Now, if you seen his mental health report and that therapist shared Stormer World mental health report, guess what's going to happen to that psychiatrist? He's going to lose his license, because if that psychiatrist is breaking his client or his patient confidentiality, he can definitely lose his license. So if you out here sharing out public information, psychiatrist is sharing Stormer Rose information, she definitely can get in trouble for that. So if she's doing that, definitely get in trouble, because she said that. I got the screenshot. She said, I read his mental health report. So if that's true, then she's definitely going to get herself in a whole lot of trouble if you're reading that man mental health report, because that's wrong. You can, that psychiatrist, if that's true, he can lose his license. When a therapist showing a report, why is the therapist showing a report to Tasha? And that's probably another mistake that Stormer Rose made, having the same therapist that Tasha K recommended. Because anybody that Tasha K recommends, she's friends, she's on the phone with them gossiping. The same thing with the whole thing with Olga, because she said that Olga and Larry Reed is having S-word, that they intimate. They getting to know each other in an intimate way in the bedroom, that they be having meetings in the bedroom, getting it off. Now, she said that. And I'm like, why are you sharing this information? Did Olga tell you that was going on? Hopefully, Olga did not tell you that. I said, did Olga really say that? I'm like, this is something that was really going on. And, you know, Tasha don't be catching herself. She be putting this stuff all out there into these streets. I said, don't put that behavior on the petty. There are wonderful pets. Tasha K is insecure and talented control freak with a lot of talent. Okay? That's what she said. She said that Larry and Olga was getting it on, getting it on, getting it on, getting it on. I'm like, who in a good mind wants to sleep with Olga? I'm just saying, she's just not my cup of tea. All nobody else. She ain't my cup of tea. I don't want to get on with the Olga. Let's get it on. No, baby. No, baby. I don't want to get on to that. Okay, they said Tasha is definitely talented. Signing a birth certificate does not establish, signing a birth certificate does not establish paternity. Yes, and I'm going to be honest with you, because my father, Calvin Wiley, he signed the birth certificate, but DNA test came out that he was not my father. And so my father, Tommy Williams, did not sign the birth certificate because he just knew that I existed maybe like a year ago. Okay, I'm going on 2 years. And so just because you sign a birth certificate does not mean that you are the father. And many fathers out here sign the birth certificate, and they're not the father. And so, yeah, I just want to put that out there. They said a therapist who is talking about patients and giving people information can get banned forever. Do you have proof? That's what Tasha K said. And I had the screenshot. She said she was doing a live, and she said she's seen the mental health report, okay? Then Bon Ray said, because I told him the quote, You know my PO be watching. That's what he said. And then then Tosh K said this, but Von, why did you lie? You said you ain't tell me Storm did coke. You saw the dealer and he showed you the baggie. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Von, right? He's just a flip-flopper. Okay. Then Tosh K said this, and Storm lied on 29 Days show. He never met Alicia and Switch. Now one time he has only came to Switch mom house per me and only said hi to the mom, and the mom and I were in the penthouse. Okay? Something like that. But I was trying to find the part where she said that Storm Monroe she talked to the mental health person. So I'm trying to find it. Okay. Somebody sent me the screenshot, but it's been a while, so it's morning, so I probably have to post that screenshot a little later, okay? But somebody sent me the screenshot of that she said she stayed in the mental health report, and once I get that screenshot in that time stamp, I will definitely bring it to you, okay? Kakai is done. Him and Storm can move in together. Once I'm done, I'm done. Kakai knows what's up. Ask Tosh K why Wiley's mad at her all of a sudden. Oh, they're so messed. I am not mad at Tosh K. I'm just doing my content. Okay? I ain't mad. Oh, here we go. All right. So I got the screenshot. She said, y'all know this Storm ain't denied often Jad-ish. It's in his mental health report. And we share the same therapist. I got the screenshots. We are posted for our members. She definitely came out there and posted the thing about the therapist. Let's go to the phone lines. 7780, good morning. You're live on the Wiley Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? What you got to say? What's your comment on it, all this mess?
Yes, that's truly what it is, mess. But my comment is, I just been wanting to say this for a while. How come Storm can't get excused as being young, being impressionable? Tosha K took advantage of that. You know, they bringing up that he may have a sister or whatever, and, you know, his mom's situation. But same way they always saying Chelsea is young. How come Storm can't get the same excuse? People don't believe that Storm is really his age.
Wow.
You know, so he just been thrown in, you know, and he's finding his way out. You know, he's finding his way through all of this. They saying him and Jake, you know, all these different people he's messing around and doing this and that with. I don't believe that. I think that he's just a young man that's trying to find his way. He grew up as an only child, and he's just trying to find his way through all of this. So he could be a little more excused than what people want to, you know, excuse him for.
I agree. And he is a young man. And because with Chelsea, they always say, oh, she's young. But Storm Monroe is young, too.
And men are considered younger than women, even in the age, mentally wise. So I just feel like, you know, in Tasha's case, she knows that type of stuff. I don't got much to say about her. I go back and forth having different mixed emotions depending on her show. But her personality is not somebody I would trust. She's just not a trustworthy type of person. So,
I feel you on that.
I love the interview, and yep. I'm just, you know, watch you more and more.
Thank you.
All of this definitely gained you up.
Thank you so much for the support.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
All right, good morning. All right, good morning. 2215, you're live on the air.
Good morning, Wiley. How are you?
Doing good. I didn't even have my coffee. I'm ready to run a marathon. Let me stop. Go ahead.
I'm so proud of you. I'm from Chicago, and I've been hearing your story, and I'm so proud of you. Can I say something to you, sir?
Uh-huh.
Does it shock you that you have been smarter than everybody else that Tosha K has, a.k.a. ignored? How good does it feel to you to outsmart and outwit everybody and not be the fool that everybody thought you was, but be the king on top of everything?
Right.
When I say, Wiley, you did a MF in 360, I'm talking about, boy, I had the question, do you got a disability or not? I'm talking about the cleverness. I just woke up and I'm like, I know this brother ain't no. I said, no, this is a very intelligent move. I said, the early bird gets the worm. He's showing, what you're showing is you're showing that shot pounding, and I'm loving it, baby. I'm loving it. I'm loving everything that you talk about, everything that you stream. I'm loving the fact that all your fans keep coming back. Look at what time it is in the morning, and look how many people watching your show right now, baby.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Honor for that. That is an honor for you, King. And why everybody else out here in these streets on that YouTube foolishness, look at the King on top of it all. So, Brother Wiley, I just want to say good kingly morning to you, player, and keep doing what you're doing representing Chi-Town. You representing everybody who was in the LD mental disability that said that they couldn't, baby, and you showing just how powerful and how reluctant and relentless you are. You a king, baby. God
Thank
bless
you.
You and all you do, and I'm going to keep watching you rise. Look at you on that show to show. Baby,
Thank
looking
you.
Good as you looking. So look at how you're outrunning the baby. You moving, and everybody else. And you saw how Storm was looking at you last. He couldn't believe it last night. You outbeat him, and I know he would never say it because he's on an apology run right now. But baby, that man right there, you could tell by that interview last night. He couldn't believe he had to talk to you and look up to you, that you were saying and how cordial you were. It's like. And he couldn't say, man, I'm looking at him like, nigga, yeah, you was the one that had a pacifier in your mouth as a grown man. I said, well, he didn't even do none of that. You've been keeping your personality and your player the same throughout your whole way. Whatever mistakes you made and errors you made, guess what? It got overlooked and you kept it moving. But that's how real professionals do it. So
Absolutely.
Shout out to you for being from Chi-Town and showing us how to make it do what it do. So if we ever want to get a podcast, we can. Guess what? Out of everybody that been under Tasha K camp, and including Tasha K, I guarantee you more people want you to mentor them than anybody else. So
Thank
I
you.
Think you got a lot of opportunities coming for you, brother. God
Thank
bless
you.
You
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
All
welcome,
right.
honey.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. The Bye-bye. Phone lines is open. We're talking about Jaguar Wright, Storm Monroe. We also talking about Kenneth Petty. The apology that I gave to him and the court document that I've seen for Ebony. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been watching you all night, Wiley. That's crazy. And then to see that you went live out of nowhere, I was like, let me click on this real fast. But I just want to say you're really doing your thing, and I just want to say you're growing a lot. And I just hope you keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was it? Okay, that was it. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Anonymous, you're live on air.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Wiley. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Yes. I am just calling in just to give my opinion. No disrespect, no problems. I've been watching you for the few last days, and I understand how you feel. Listen, I watch everybody. I watch Tasha K, I watch everybody. But to me, as a viewer, I can just only tell you, it looks to me like you're feeling a little hurt. Are you feeling hurt about what Tasha K did? Maybe she didn't give you an interview. Are you feeling hurt about that?
No, I'm not feeling hurt about it at all, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's a thing that a misconception that people think. No. I'm still the same Wiley. I'm doing content, right? And I think on this issue with Storm Monroe and versus Tasha K, I believe Tasha K is wrong. The way how she handled, I believe it's wrong for her employee to threaten Storm Monroe. So that's why I'm on that side. Now, tomorrow Tasha K may do something, and I may be on her side on the issue, but it all depends on the issue. On this particular topic, Tasha K is wrong, and her employee is wrong for even threatening Storm Monroe. Now, I'm not saying Storm Monroe didn't do anything wrong. I'm just letting you know that out of what Storm Monroe have been doing, they have just been threatening him and all other type of stuff. And then also, even saying that, ma'am, I have the screenshots here where Tasha K said that, you know, she's saying his mental health report and said this quote, and we share the same therapist. That's dirty if that happened.
Yeah.
If you look
at
his mental health report.
Yes, Wiley, I believe that is wrong. But Tasha throwing blow, he throwing blow. The both of them throwing blow at each other. And you know what? I understand you used to be camping for Tasha. I don't know. I don't even know if you did like it or you didn't like it. I don't really care. But what about, you know, here, you know, I'm camping for Storm. And then next, what, you know what, in a couple of months, here you come see Storm and Tasha laughing together doing interview. And this could be you now saying, Tasha trash Storm, Storm trash Tasha. Because all of them playing a game, even though you hear a man say stuff about Tasha care really bad. I mean, the both of them is talking like normal. They don't want to talk to the public. But I believe they're talking. All these people.
Well, they do talk. They do talk, Carla. They do talk privately with Larry Reed, and that have been exposed. And then, of course, Tasha K called me and denied that she was on the phone with Armand Wiggins and all of that. But it actually happened through Larry Reed. And then Armand Wiggins said he was on the phone with her again. And they was on a three-way call. So they do talk, and they are one of the same. It won't surprise me if I see Armand Wiggins on a platform. That won't shock me or surprise me.
And I it would not even shock me right now to see Storm going at it. Tasha K going at it, Storm showing blow, Tasha K going blow. Listen, it's all about making money. It's all about making views. And listen, I'm just a viewer looking in. And I'm watching you for the past few days. I understand you've been talking. Let me just say you're trashing Tasha K, whatever. And your views going up, you know, people subscribing. But I believe as a person, when you trash Tasha K, you will get views. I believe you will get a lot of views. You will get subscribers. But how far would that take you in subscribers? A man trust Tasha K. He got a lot of views. But did it get a man over 2,000? Did it get all the subscribers? He got some.
Can I respond to that? It's really not about the subscribers. It's about the views. The subscriber number is only, in my humble opinion, bragging rights to say, hey, I have 200,000 subscribers. It's about the viewership and the engagement of the audience. Because you can have 200,000 followers and 100 views per video. So it's about the views that count. We get paid by the views, not about the subscribers.
And I believe your views been doing really good. Listen, I don't know these people. I don't care about any of them. I don't want anybody to chat to say I know them. I don't know them. Listen, you do what you got to do. Man, if you got to come and trash, okay. If you want to talk about it, talk about it.
I don't think it's trashing. We just disagree with Tasha K, and that's not trashing her. I didn't talk about Tasha K looks. She have called me cockeyed. Did I talk about Tasha K looks? No. But she said I should have listened to cockeyed. You know, that's to me, that's trashing me. Now,
I have the receipts, man,
to back it up. I got the receipts.
Wiley, of course you trust in she. She's saying stuff because I've been watching you. You've been showing blow. You've been like, Tasha K is the one who called Jaguar White back out. You've been doing your stuff.
That's not trashy. That's just me giving an opinion. Let me clarify. I'm not talking about her look. She trashed my look. But I'm just saying I believe she got Jaguar White back on this YouTube stream, in my humble opinion.
Listen, Tasha K is trash, a man. It's trash. All of it, just do what they got to do. But me, I don't want you to get caught up in this. Like, I'm a viewer because they could be like me and I riding with Storm. I wouldn't shock to see Storm and Tasha K to talk low, low, low and say, yeah, you see Wiley now on my team and laughing. That is why I listen to a man. And I is like, listen, it's all about the views. It's all about we doing this. But you got to do what you got to do. I'm a viewer. I'm a subscriber. I'll continue subscribing and watching you. You could continue, but I just feel as a subscriber watching you. You've been talking, but you look very angry. Like you're talking about she, you know, like, something she do you. I don't know what
it's
she
not,
do, but I feel like
I,
she do
it's,
you something.
It's really in a comedic relief. It's no anger on my part.
All right. I respect you, Wiley, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you so very much. You have a right to your opinion. Let's go. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We going to 3035. Good morning. You're live on the air. Good morning. 3035. Good morning. 3035. Good morning. Okay, good morning, 2215.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wiley, guess what?
What?
Everybody big mad that you a king. Everybody big mad that you a king. The Jaguar right and Storm and Row, Hot Mess Central. I think that he should have stayed loyal to her. She was feeding him all the truth. She gave him his story, and he flipped on her. And you know what? That is something that you cannot do to a traumatized woman. As far as Jennifer Hugh is concerned, with the Kenneth Petty situation, she is dead wrong to lying on that man and trying to extort Nicki Minaj for money. I wonder, is that video that came out of her going to be the end-all be-all for her against Nicki Minaj, who, against her in court? Because
that's,
I think with that video, Nicki Minaj have a right to not only take Jennifer to court, but to sue her for defamation and everything. Because she pulled a celebrity in there, went on an interview, okay, on the real, and lied, sat up there with fake tears and lied on somebody deliberately. You cannot tell me that's not a legal consequence against that. You literally went on a whole board too with Hot Shot Radio and knows the whole lie to be on mess. Come on now. Just to be saw on a video looking like trash. I mean, she looked bad on that video, sitting up there trying to lie. Tell myself, no, I tried to let her. There wasn't no truth in that. That video came out last night. I got sick to my stomach. I couldn't even believe it. But I wonder how the world going to make that up to Nicki Minaj. How the award shows going to make that up to Nicki Minaj? How is the public going to make that up to her? Because they slammed this woman for a lie of a stranger that didn't even know her, for her husband. You didn't even know Nicki Minaj for Nicki Minaj. You penalized Nicki Minaj for Kenneth Petty. How dare the public and society do that? That's the public point of opinion. Please, really? How do anybody even fix that? Nicki needs to go after the show The Real for not vetting that story because they broadcast it and did a video with Jennifer Hugh. I would sue the trash pants off of them because you work for a network, honey. I would sue that network and I would sue the show because y'all streamed it about me and it was lies. Defamation of character. Defamation of character. I would get any and everybody who spoke that lie. That's BS. And as far as Kenneth Petty is concerned, sue the state of New York with that video that Jennifer put out last night. That video needs to go to New York courthouse because they need to show that and they need to take that man off that registry list. I don't care what crime he committed. He didn't commit that crime. Crime is what he's having to be away from his son for and can't go to his children, his son's school or none of his kids' school for. So you taking not only me away from my family, you taking me away from my children. Not only are you doing this to me in society, you tarnishing my name for my legacy. Oh, baby, if I wouldn't take her in New York to court just off her video alone, that video has value. Nicki Minaj. Kenneth Petty, we can't wait to see what y'all do with this. Because the people owe this woman an apology. As far as Cardi B is concerned, Cardi B needs to just stop. Stop it. Stop it. Worry about Offset and Sweetie. Worry about Offset and Sweetie. Don't worry about Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty and the lies that Jennifer Hugh is out here telling in these streets. It is YouTube. You have to discover the truth through YouTube. It is a falsified space. It is a mirage space. So if you're not intelligent enough to decipher what's real and what's not, shame on you. But if everybody that heard Jennifer Hugh on that interview last night heard what she said, then you need to change your mindset against Nicki Minaj. Everybody go buy her albums. God bless Lionel.
Thank you. The number is 646-716-8447 is the number. 3035, you're live on the air.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
So I just have one question. Why do y'all worship Nicki Minaj?
I don't worship Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Nicki Minaj. It's a difference.
There is a difference, right? Okay, cool.
Okay. That's all he had to say. Why do you worship Nicki Minaj? No, I'm a fan. And he had that upset because he thought I was going to get into it. He wanted to come on and argue. I'm a fan. Oh, man. He was ready to argue. Yeah, one question. Okay. Oh, man. Caller, where you were, were you here when Wiley said she needs to retire? My call, the video is on. Please do y'all research. Keep this at energy, period. The caller was probably Armand. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The Church Lady family, please take care of yourself and love. You're beautiful. So thank y'all so very much. Thank y'all so very much for y'all support. Looking forward to seeing my subscribers in Vegas. We're going to be planning a meet and greet here in Texas. Looking forward to it. And we also will be planning a meet and greet in New York. So I do want to say thank you, everybody, for your support. Just greatly appreciate it, man. Y'all have definitely been supportive to me. So give me a second. I greatly appreciate the love and the support that has been going on in this channel. Thank you so very much. Oh, wow. And you know what? I don't think you can post pictures on Instagram no more. I'm trying to post a picture. Have y'all noticed that? As you can't post a picture no more. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to Vegas. I just had to come and do a show this morning. Okay, here we go. 1334. Good morning.
Good morning, Wiley. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
You know what, Wiley? I want to sing your praises. You was down there with that beef mess, honing your craft, strategizing and making moves, getting the keeps out. And you decided to rise, and you rose. That's why the mother folk didn't do good. You stayed in the trenches till you had your S together. And then you rose. And Wiley, you're going to rise higher. Because us Wiley fans, we're going to be behind you pushing your big A. You know, I didn't even know you were that big, but you was a big MF, but still, right? I just want to say, You I sit here and laugh. You know what I can do, Wiley? I can vacuum. So turn the sound down and still laugh my butt off because just your facial expressions, your antics. Man, you got something that Armand ain't got, Storm ain't got, and them about the only three I know. So you know. keep doing what you're doing, baby. I love you. And you know why we pull for you? Because you like the underdog, but you're humble. And you're honest, and you're so kind. You know, people don't get that. You know what? You get me that story you said about that lady. You said, you're beautiful. She hung up on you. You were really good. She was beautiful. She didn't think she was beautiful. That's why she couldn't get it. But you know, dang, I felt sorry for her. You just said, you're beautiful. And you said she hung up on you. She didn't even think she was beautiful. Ain't that something? But Wiley,
yeah.
Just a Wiley fan. And you know what, when you get your show and you be on that stage, you know what you need to use as one of your niches at the end of the show? Take them to church.
Oh, man, thank you, thank you, thank you. 3035, you're live on the air.
I'm back.
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah, you funny, bro. I was definitely trying to troll you, but yeah, you got that. And I see these motherfuckers in the I see these motherfuckers in the top.
Language, we ain't gonna do that. You can't use no bad language. Goodbye. Okay, that just ain't gonna happen. You try to go left. You can't do it. No language, bad language over here. You got to come over to my station here, 3035. You got to come over to my station here, 3035, and we can have a conversation over there on station here in the after show. Okay? Man, he up there trying to get mad, okay? 3035, you can't cuss. I'll bring you back on. You can't cuss.
All right, man. All right, cool.
He hung up again. So, thank you all so very much for tuning in. They said, Wally, my daughter can stop putting your shirt in the dryer. They're shrinking. My daughter said, stop putting your shirt in the dryer. I wear a size 3X. And so if y'all want to give me some shirts, hold on. Give me a second. Let me show y'all. If y'all want to give me some shirts, moderators, put my P.O. box. I wear a size 3X. Or you can hit the Cash App. If you so tired of my shirts, you can definitely hit the Cash App, and you can give me some shirts that I can fit, okay? I wear a size 3XL, okay? All right? Okay? Okay? So if you can hit the Cash App. But I went to the store, and I'm fat. I wear a size 3XL, okay? Maybe a 4XL. But I went to the Goodwill to get some shirt. And so I was getting large, extra large, and I'm just a big, big guy. And so I have to watch it when I go to the Goodwill. I wash the shirt, and I look pretty clean, okay? I'm so fresh and so clean, all right? 538 here in Cali, you've been doing your thing. Don't you just see Chalupa? But I love it up there. What's your style? I love church shirts. You just buy me T-shirts, 3XL T-shirt, 3XL or 4XL T-shirt. You can send it to the P.O. box. You know what I'm saying? Let me put it up here. You can send it to the P.O. box, 701-122, Dallas, Texas, 75370. You also can send checks and money orders to the Wally Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 2984, you're live on air.
Hello, how are you, Wiley?
Doing all right.
That's good. So I just want to just chime in.
Okay.
With the whole Kenneth Petty and Nicki Minaj situation, I'm not going to say whether I feel like he did it or not. I'm not going to say, oh, I think he did it. But I hope that I really like Nicki Minaj. I am a fan. I don't worship her, but I'm a fan. I've been a fan for quite some time now. But I feel like he and she should take this as an opportunity, hopefully, to move forward. Of course, in the eyes of the law, it's really not what you know. It's what you can prove. And if they can prove, which it seems as though they have technically, that, you know, there is discrepancies in her story, what she's reporting. If he can get the charges dropped and maybe, I guess, get off of the sex offenders list, hopefully, again, Nicki Minaj and her husband will see this as the opportunity to just move forward and put it behind them. And same thing with Jennifer Hugh. I guess that's how you pronounce her last name. The same thing with her. Hopefully this woman can really just put this behind her and just move forward, because this whole situation is messy. Yeah, I'm like, Nicki Minaj is a wife now. She started her family. So, hopefully everyone could just put it behind them and just let that go. As far as the I'm sorry, hold on. As far as the Storm Monroe and Jaguar Wright, I feel this is just my theory. I feel that it was one of those situations where they gravitated towards one another for whatever reason. You know, they got to talking, they clicked, and I do believe that Storm said some things to Jaguar, like things that he maybe had thought that she wasn't going to repeat. But I don't think he realized how she is messy. Jaguar Wright is very messy. I do believe that she may have some mental health issues that she may not have addressed or may have not, or that she wasn't addressing at the time. And I'm thinking that my theory is that he didn't realize how messy she was. So when she started to, like, lash out and go on other YouTubers' platforms and leak stuff and, you know, this and that, he was like, oh, gosh, I had to do damage control. You know, now she's blurting out that, you know, I'm upset with Tasha K because she went behind my back, tried to interview Jack, you know, and, you know, out of respect for, you know, her friendships with these celebrities, let me clean this up. Let me just say, oh, you know, she's crazy and I can't believe she did that and this and that. Let me just block her and try to, you know, get rid of her because I'm still under contract. I believe that it was like one of those types of situations where you just, and I've been through it, you know, you may meet someone and you gravitate towards this person and, you know, you may share certain things. You may not even have even known each other for a month, but your personalities click and you start saying things and disclosing certain things, private things or whatnot. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, my gosh, this person is telling all my business. They're saying this and that. So I really believe it was one of those types of situations. And in Storm, he was, like, trying to clean it up. And then Jaguar's left, like, wondering, why am I blocked? Okay, girl, self-awareness. I really feel that maybe it could be a little bit mental health, but also I really feel that she lacks self-awareness as to how messy she is, you know, and how toxic. You know, if he's disclosing certain things to you regardless, why are you saying these things on other platforms about your conversations with Storm and this and that? And my thing is, I could understand if he may have gotten offended if she was, you know, thought that he was a gay male. Because it's like, okay, how are you just going to assume? How about you ask me and have a conversation with me, then see, you don't assume. You know, Storm has said many times that when he goes on YouTube, character, it's a performance. He's not, like, really like this in real life. He said that, and I believe that. A lot of YouTubers, you know, I do believe that it's a character. You know, they're acting. So, you know, for her to just assume that he's a gay male because he has these certain mannerisms on camera, that's kind of, like, ignorant. You know, I'm not even going to say naive. For her age, it's ignorant, just flat-out ignorant. So I can understand him being offended by that, but I don't believe that that's why he blocked her. I believe he blocked her because he started to see certain things coming out, and he's like, oh, my gosh, let me clean this up. But like you said, Wiley, okay. I agree with you. He created a monster. So I totally do agree with you on that, and this is, like, the repercussions of just
– thank you.
Forming a friendship or whatnot, you know, and not really being aware or not really taking your time to really get to know a person, and then it
thank
just
you.
Turned out to be a mess. So that's all I had to
thank
say.
You so very much for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. All right. Good morning to 9933. You live on the Wiley Show. 9933.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. You're live on the Wiley Show.
Oh, good morning, Wiley. I actually forgot that I called in. I just started listening. I did not call in for none of the drama, none of the mess. I just really wanted to let you know that I love you and keep doing
thank
what
you.
You're doing. Everything just happens to a reason. Like, okay, it's been all this mess or whatever. Maybe you don't mess with her now, but it brought a lot of people to your channel. I'm here because of it. I'm so glad that she's supposed to, that I found you. You are just awesome. I love how you tell your truth all the time. And I know it's not hard all the time, but just the way you stand in it, even when you explain the library story for like the 1,000th time this time last night on Storm Show. I'm sorry, I'm like out of breath. I just was running around the house. I forgot I was calling in. But I don't know. I just really love you. And just keep doing good and keep doing you. And don't let things discourage you. And it happens in life, but just keep pressing. Keep going. I love you. Have a blessed day. You make my day so much better. You're so funny. I love
thank
when you get
you.
On Station Head and start talking your mess. And are you doing an after show?
No, I'm not doing after show today. But I promise I'll be doing after show because I'm going to Vegas. So I'll be in Vegas, so I won't.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot about that. Yes. Have a great time. God bless
you.
You deserve it. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I just have to just put that in there. All right. Got to eat me some. I haven't eaten them all day. 4486, you're live on air. 4486, lies 4486.
Good morning, Wally. How are you?
Doing good.
Yes, guess what? So I'm straight from Baltimore, Maryland, but I want to tell you I've been in your bushes for well over a year, and I do see that you understand the assignment. And when I tell you you are winning, Wally, you are winning. And you are coming up, 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 and you are going far. Understanding? So I am proud of you. I'm not going to say Tasha K is your favorite person, but what I will say is you understood the assignment. You did what you had to do. So you ain't got to really, I ain't going to get this part wrong, Wally, but you ain't really got to really suck up to Tasha K, but you did what you need to do. And you still need to carry it maybe for just a little bit, but Wally, I see you progressing. You got your chest is stuck up like, yeah, baby, I'm good now. Understand what I'm saying? And for Storm Monroe, yeah, Storm Monroe is, he is young, but what I will say is Tasha K took an advantage of that young man, and unfortunately, a little bit of fame, a little bit of money may have gotten to Storm. He got out of hand, but guess what? God had to humble Storm and bring him back down. And I guess that's what I see going on with him. But he won't come back up. But when he come up this time, he's going to know how to go another route. He's not going to go that same route. But with that being said, Wally, you keep doing what you're doing. Understand what I'm saying? You keep, you know, you understand the assignment and you got it down pat now. Understand what I'm saying? And I see now you can stick your chest out a little bit more. Say a little bit of things you wanted to say about Tasha K maybe the last year sometime, but right now, you want a green light now. You ain't on yellow. You ain't got to slow down. You ain't on red. You ain't got to stop. You can go now, and you good. Okay, Wally, and you have a great day.
Thank you so very much for calling in and giving me those words of encouragement.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much.
Well. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The number is 646-716-8447. The number is 646-716-8447 is the number. All right. 6009, you live on air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this me? Hello?
Yes, it is. It's you.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, so question. Does he have a sister? Yes or no?
I don't know. That's the question you asked him. I don't know if he has a sister. I just know I'm no Storm Monroe. I'm not concerned about his family.
Because he told his audience he was a singleton, and I keep reading the comments, and it keeps coming up over and over again by just a few people. But I'm just curious because I was a Storm follower. And I distinctly remember him saying over and over again, he was an only child. So to lie about something like that, if it is, I just find it disturbing.
I can't really answer that. I don't know. I just think people are just saying that just to say that.
Why is that question not being
answered, though? Well, that's the question you have to ask him, ma'am. I'm not sure. And this is not the Storm Monroe and Human Resource Department. I'm just saying, I don't know.
No, I know. And, you know, some people have fallout with their family and they disown, and which is completely understandable, but it's like it's being avoided. I feel like it's being avoided, but that's all. And good job last night, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right,
thank you.
That's it.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. She's shut up. Okay, 6448, you live on air.
Hey, good morning, Wally.
Good morning.
I just called you last night. Like, yo, I'm addicted to this show, bro. Like, I called like 5 times already in the matter of like the last 3 or 4 days. Like, I wake up and it say you live. I'm like, get the hell out of here. We just hung up. Like, we just was on last night. Now, I'm in New York, so I know your time over there is different. But, you something different. Like, I just, first of all, I see everybody. They talking about how you doing good. I just wanted to put my little 2 cents in because I'm like, you're offering something different to on YouTube than the other ones. They not doing it the way you doing it. Like, you don't have a dog in a fight and you don't pick sides and you give your audience the chance to state how they feel and you don't interrupt them, you know. Like, you just don't, you just let people come in, say what they got to say, and then that's it. You don't pick sides as far as Team Tasha K, Team Armand, or Storm, or whatever. Whatever's fair is fair. You're going to speak your piece, and that's that. And I feel like that's the way you should be, because at least you don't have nobody ganging up on you. So you get the views, and on top of that, you don't have to worry about people hating on you. If they hating on you, they legit just hating on you. But I feel like you do it so good. Like, I'm going to have to become a Patreon, like, for real. Like, I love this show. Like, I never felt this way about any other show on YouTube at all. Like, bloggers are just not moving like you. So I'm I just wanted to let you know. Like, I love this show. Like, I'm addicted. Like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, have a good morning.
Thank you so very much for your support. Thank you, sister. All right, the number is 646-716-8447. Let's go. We're going to take these last three callers. 6009, good morning. 6009, good morning. 6009, okay. 3151, you're live on air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What time is your flight? You're supposed to be packing, getting ready for Vegas.
I'm already packed. But work comes first.
That's right.
It wasn't an early flight, so thank God, you know. But, yeah, work comes first.
Yeah, you've been working. You've been putting it out there. You've been giving it to us, doing a great job. Continue doing it. Make sure you enjoy Vegas. Drink a lot of water because you know it's hot. Get your edibles. And, you know, just turn up, take a few pictures here and there, but enjoy it. You deserve it. That's all.
Thank you. I know I'm not going to do no edibles. I'm job searching, so. But
yeah,
we know,
but don't tell nobody.
Because, you know, they drug this, but I will be popping bottles. And I'm just excited. Yeah.
Yeah, keep that same energy. Keep it.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller here. Thank you. Good morning, 9326.
Good morning, Wiley. I love you. You are a breath of fresh air, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Not the resource department. Oh, Lord. You fraud me with that. And I have to say, we share something. Facial expression. People tell me all the time, don't play poker. Wiley, don't play poker. I love it. Your face expressions give me life. I'd be like, oh, my God, now I see what they're saying. I'm going to get off because someone else want to call, probably. But I love you. You have a new fan for life, baby.
Thank you.
Okay? And I'm calling from the Bronx. I'm 65 years old, so I got you.
Wow,
okay?
You don't sound 65 at all. You don't sound 65
at all.
That's
me, baby. That's me. It's Sonia from Cyprus. I love you, baby. And you keep with your face, and your shirt look good. You look good tonight. Look nice. Crisp and clean. Okay?
Thank you.
Let's talk about the topic, not your fashion. Hello?
Okay.
All right? I'll keep you real. I'm from New York. Let's not be doing all of that. You do what you're doing. You look good. So let me get off so somebody else can do it. And don't play no darn poker, okay? I love you, baby. All right. Bye-bye, Cena.
Bye-bye.
I love this guy.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, baby. Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow, the love is real. Make sure y'all comment and subscribe to the channel. If you want to become a member, hit the membership on the homepage. You want to come to Patreon because we will be doing some members-only lives for Vegas. So we're super excited for that. We will see y'all next time you oversee me. You'll be seeing me in Vegas. Thank you all so very much. We are having a restream on 2 p.m. We're going to restream day before yesterday's live, so we're going to be restreaming that at 2 p.m. Thank you all so very much. And we are here. Thank you all so much for the love and for the support. Thank you all for the super chat. Thank you all for the cash apps. It's greatly appreciated. I still haven't hooked up my new computer yet, but we definitely are going to hook it up. But thank you. Thank you to everybody for saying safe travel. Thank you all so very much for that. And shout out to the love and shout out to the support. Thank you to the producers. All right. Thank you all so very much. I'm about to go and get me something to eat. I will see y'all in the next live. Peace. Oh, leave a comment. Let me say this before we go. Leave me a comment. Leave a comment. Tell me how I did in the show. I love listening to the comments. So leave a comment on the show because I love reading the comments. And thumbs up. Thank you all so very much. And we will see y'all in the next live. Peace.